It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
And of course, that is the brilliant Andy Williams. Now, folks, you have got a treat today. Now, you have sat here and listened to me for I don't know how many days. And this air shift today, this hour, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to tag out, and we're going to have somebody who has a wealth of radio experience. In my opinion, he is the best radio personality that I have ever come in contact with. You know him from the Kraft Macaroni and Cheese commercials. Doctor, I haven't even turned your mic on yet, but you're coming. Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, but here comes the voice that you know so well, the man with the golden voice, a good friend, Ted Williams. Ted.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays to you, my friend Scott Spears, all my Marion residents. It is going to be a joyous Christmas. We are going to have a great time today.
We're going to have a great time because you are going to do the shift with me today, and you're actually going to be solo here in about 10 minutes. And how long has it been since you've done a solo air show?
Well, you know, it's been probably the beginning of the year when I was at WVKO in Columbus, Ohio. And, you know, Scott, I have to tell you this, that I am very much looking forward to holding down a shift here at WWGH.
We're working our way toward it.
Yes, I am delighted. And listen, Marion, now I'm the kind of host that wants my friends. I'm going to do a lot of interactions. You are my friends. You are my fans, you are my listeners, all of those great things. So we're going to have a lot of interaction. I demand it. Hey, Santa Claus people, I want you to have his address right now. It's just been given to me by Santa's helper.
Yes.
Santa Claus, Post Office Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, and that zip code is 47579. I want to hear what people want for Christmas. That's what I want to do. I want to open up the lines here in a little bit when you get back. I want you to field some calls here because we were here Thanksgiving and had a great time. And a few people called, and we didn't get many calls while we were on the air. But after we were on the air, there were a lot of people that called in, Scott, and was talking about what they were having for Thanksgiving. So I want to hear how Christmas is going to roll around here in Marion, Ohio.
And if anybody would like to call in now, feel free if you want to talk to Ted. Or we're big on trivia here.
Please,
Ted,
welcome me, Marion. I'm here. I left Columbus, and I came to Marion, home of Scott Spears and Bob Nunley. You know, I always got to rib Bob. You know, every time I'm around in the Columbus area and run into him, hey, Bob, are you from Marion, Ohio?
A wonderful guy.
Yes, absolutely.
A wonderful guy.
We hope we can get him one day over at the Popcorn Festival next year.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
To pull Bob in. Now, the trivia questions that we've been running here for a while. Now, maybe, Ted, were you a big fan of Flippo the Clown?
Flippo the Clown. No, you know what? I'm from Brooklyn, New York originally, and of course Bozo was our clown.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the infamous Bozo. And Flippo, you know, everybody grew up with him. If you're a baby boomer, you know Flippo, and a lot of people said that it was Fritz the Night Owl who doubled as Flippo, and, you know, there were all kind of little assumptions about Flippo, but tell me about him.
I worked with Fritz. I can say that Fritz was not Flippo.
But did you hear any of those rumors?
Oh, yeah. There were a lot, because Flippo was totally covered with the makeup and stuff, so you really didn't know who it was.
And Fritz was always known for those glasses,
big
those owl glasses.
With the things on them.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting... Well, I don't know what they were. Broken
like
glass. Yeah. But the interesting thing about Fritz was that Flippo, he just was a mainstay in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
And he was there when you got home from school. He was on from 4 to 6. He hosted a movie is kind of what he did.
Yeah.
But he would host a movie, and kids would come home and watch it. But they didn't watch for the movie. They watched for the little segments in between.
Yeah.
Where Flippo would come on and talk a little bit about this and talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
And he was just a very beloved Central Ohio figure, and he was also a great musician.
Now, what was the guy that... and correct me if I'm wrong if I say his name, but he was also assumed to be Flippo, and he was at WCOL, which was... He was real synonymous with radio in Columbus, in the Columbus morning.
Was it Spook Beckman?
Spook Beckman.
Spook Beckman.
Absolutely.
He had
Now, they thought he was also Flippo the Clown.
He had a good run as...
Spook Beckman,
I believe he was on Channel 6, because he also had a television show.
Oh, did he?
Which he was very, very good at.
Now, I know he was in early Top 40 radio, you know, pretty much like the Casey Kasem of Columbus.
Now, I do want to key people in that coming up later on in this program today, in hour number two, we will have on, now these are some interesting guests, we're going to have on Richard Painter. Now, Richard Painter was President George W. Bush's ethics lawyer at the White House from 2003 until 2008, I believe. And he says there's only one way at this point for President Trump to avoid prosecution.
Okay.
And he's going to tell us what that is.
That's going to be good.
And then, if you want to know what's going to happen in 2019, the amazing Kreskin is going to be on with us.
Man, I grew up with that guy.
Giving his predictions at about 1:30 till 2 o'clock. He'll be with us via the toll-free highway.
This afternoon?
Right here.
Oh, my
goodness. Via the telephone. Now, the guest we're going to get for Ted here, when I take my little sabbatical here in a moment, you're going to be talking to a man named, his name is Larry Jefferson. Now, here's why you want to know Larry Jefferson.
Well, we're moving on up. Larry, not George. Okay,
Larry Jefferson was the first African-American Santa hired by the Mall of America in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Wow.
So you're going to have him while I'm gone.
All right.
You have a conversation.
Now, ho, 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 has a new meaning.
I'm just teasing. Learn about Larry Jefferson here.
Oh, ghetto Santa. I want to hear about him.
Yeah, it'll be a good story. And I tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to play a little break here. And when we come, you will be joined by Ted Williams and Larry Jefferson.
Yeah,
that sounds great. First African-American Santa from the Mall of America in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In 2 minutes, they'll be back.
Monday through Thursday right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Hey, do I have Larry Jefferson, a Afrocentric Santa, on the line at the Mall of America?
Yes, you do.
Hey, Larry. Oh, my goodness, what a pleasure to talk to an African-American Santa, man. I didn't have that when I was growing up. I was born in 57. I'm 61 years old, and I would have loved to have had a black Santa.
I know. A lot of people would back in those days, but now I'm here.
Well, how are you doing, man? Happy holidays to you, first and foremost, Santa.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you as well.
Hey, listen, I had somewhat of a little joke there. I was going to say, boy, he's putting a whole new spin on ho, ho, ho. That was a joke there. I like to have fun. Ted Williams with you, Santa, and I just want to say what an experience that must be for you to be an African. Now, have you been a Santa for the Mall of America before, or is this your first year, or
no,
what?
This was my third year.
And how was the response?
Say again?
I said, how is the reception or the response of it?
Amazing. I'm booked.
Really?
Bookings. I'm overbooked.
Okay.
I'm overbooked my entire time I was there. But I got a chance to see all those people who wanted to come out and get a picture with the world's most famous black Santa.
Wow. I'd love to come. So you're in Minneapolis?
No, I was in Minneapolis, in Bloomington, but now I'm back in Dallas.
Oh, okay. Hey, the Cowboys. What happened to them, Bland? You didn't. Santa didn't bring no cheer to the Cowboys.
I tried.
Well, that's how things go sometimes. You know, they weren't. They must have been. Jerry Jones must have been a little naughty this year.
Oh, Jerry's a good friend. He's good. He's good people.
Yeah. So listen, let me ask you a question. When being an African American Santa, what are the interactions with probably the reactions periods of white kids that come and sit on Santa's lap, or the Caucasian children?
They see me still as Santa because I have the glasses, I have a real white beard, and I have the red hat, and I have on the red traditional Santa suit. And I sing to them, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Sure.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Sure,
and they're
sure.
Quiet, and they're coming into the room, and Santa's singing, we wish you a Merry Christmas to them. And then they just run and leap into Santa's lap.
Has any spinoffs been made of the Santa? Are any of the mall companies or whatever taking the world's most famous and maybe cloning a few and sending them around America?
I'm quite sure they are.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure.
I haven't run into too many, and I don't know what the market of New York has to offer, but I'm sure there's probably one or two of them up there.
Oh, absolutely. And I think because of my presence on the scene and getting all the high-profile information, interviews and things of that nature, people begin to take notice.
Yeah.
And people are saying, wow, if Santa Larry can do it, I can do it.
Yes.
And I want everybody who wants to be a Santa Claus to don on that red suit and hop in the sleigh.
Yeah.
Giddy up, Rudolph.
Oh, boy, you got that down packed, man. Well, you know, I had pretty much of a story myself, and I don't want to take any joy away from your situation and how you're bringing Christmas spirits, but this is my sixth year of sobriety. Well, seventh year of sobriety. I'll be approaching here in January.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Santa. Mm-hmm. And that's how they refer to you, as Santa Larry?
Yes.
Okay, Santa Larry. So, I for the most part, giving back is part of my life, and has become more of a part of my life. And I love bringing joy around this time of year, not only to my kids and grandkids and all, but to kids out there that don't normally know of the man with the God-given golden voice. So I do my little variation of Santa. Ho, 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 little boy, how are you? And they're looking at me like, you're not Santa. You're just a man with a Santa voice. Because it probably takes a lot to really get into character for a Santa.
Yeah, it does. It takes a lot to get into character. I will never forget when I first purchased a Santa suit. I put it on and I walked around my house. And I started saying, ho, 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 yeah. Merry Christmas. And then I started laughing, giggling, thinking, oh, my gosh, this is kind of fun.
Yeah, I bet it would be. You take on that persona.
Yeah, you have to.
Have you ever been to the state of Ohio?
I have not, but if y'all fly me out there, I'll come.
Hey, that's what we'll have to do, man. I'll make arrangements to do so. I'm here in Marion, Ohio, and I believe it or not, I'm moving to Marion, and I'm coming from Columbus, Ohio, my wife and I, and she's here. Mm-hmm. She just recently, Santa, and I want to thank you for all your well wishes and prayers, just recently was discharged out of the hospital after having open-heart surgery, and now she's going, yeah. She's here with me also, and so we're trying to get settled in here and get on the air. But I wanna say it's really interesting to take on a relationship with you, because I'm sure we definitely would love to have a Black Santa in our area here in Marion.
Oh, absolutely! And you know, I'm flying from state to state so people can see me.
Yes.
So you know, if you guys can help coordinate something for next year or 2018, I would love to. Make y'all one of my
2019.
Yeah.
Well, we probably could bring you maybe for a little parade or something at the end of the first of the year or something for everybody to see the most world famous Larry Jefferson, better known as Santa. I've been giving everybody your address though, Santa. Santa Claus, Post Office Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana 47579. Yeah, so how's everybody's festive spirits down in Dallas?
Oh, they're fantastic. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's so into the Christmas season and
really?
The Christmas spirit. Yes, even here in my office, we're having door decoration contests. We're having caroling contests.
Really?
Yeah.
That ought to be interesting. I like that. You know, I was down in Dallas, and as you well know, part of my story is homelessness. And down in Dallas, they have a, are you familiar with the homeless shelter called The Bridge?
Yeah.
Or Bridges?
Yeah, The Bridge, yeah.
Yeah, and so I raised over $1 million for The Bridge about 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot some of the kind. I was there with the mayor of Dallas at the time.
Yeah.
And Dallas is a fine city, I have to say. Man,
really
Scott
is.
Spears just brought Christmas to the station here as he walks over to his microphone. He brought some delicious Domino's pizza, and I want to thank the fine people over at Domino's who accommodated our little hunger over here at the station.
Good job.
Scott,
the world. Are we on the air live right now?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we're eating on the air, and we're having fun with the world famous Santa, Larry. Santa Larry.
Uh-huh.
I was asking Santa Larry, Scott. Scott's back on. He's joined us here. And I was asking him what is the reception that he gets from, you know, Caucasian kids and all. And he said they think of him no differently.
Children see Santa as Santa. And I'm a different type of Santa, but I bring a lot to the table. Go ahead.
Larry, was it a revolutionary thing for the people there at the Mall of America in Minneapolis? Was this a revolutionary idea when they hired you? Did they have that feeling?
Well, when they hired me, when I was hired by a company called the Santa Experience, and they supply Santas for the Mall of America. And when they hired me, it was just like we're hiring another Santa, but they didn't know the dynamics of this Santa. Ho, 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 ho. And I told them, guys, this is going to blow up big. Just watch what I tell you. And I was like, you think so? I was like, yeah, watch. And sure enough, it did.
Has there ever been any backlash from anybody?
Well, you know, when we first started out in 2016, there was a little internet backlash and things of that nature, but that has all died down since then, you know. So my last year, this past couple weeks ago I was there, everything was just perfectly normal. People who want to come see Santa of Colors or Santa Larry are bringing their kids to see me, and I'm there to make a Christmas memory, take some beautiful pictures, and create that magical atmosphere for their little ones.
What is the most important thing somebody who might be doing Santa as a Christmas party or maybe at a mall, what is the most important characteristics of being Santa Claus?
Oh, just remember to stay in the moment, because you, once you put on that suit, you are Santa Claus, and you have to take on the elements of being the jolly Saint Nick, in words of being happy, jolly, kind. You got to be smiling all the time, and you got to be able to bring that joy to the people. So it's all about spreading the joy, love, cheers, and happiness to the people.
What does Christmas time mean to Larry Jefferson?
Christmas time means to me is family, being with my family, my loved ones, and my friends. And, you know, it's not all about the gifts that we're giving and receiving. I tell people we have already received that gift, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah.
Oh, you know, so that's the gift I love sharing.
You know, Larry, it's interesting because I think, you know, when we watch Rudolph or we watch any of these Christmas movies or even the Coca-Cola bottles, which put Santa on this time of year on all the bottles,
yeah.
It is a Caucasian Santa Claus. When you went in and trained to be Santa Claus, was there ever anybody who said, this doesn't work?
Oh, sure. You know, sure, I had a couple
haters.
Yeah, I had a couple of haters. But you know what? If I were to listen to those haters, I would never be the person I am today. I'm a retired 30-year Army veteran.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, brother. I'm retired from the state of Texas. If I would ever listen to everything that people said that was negative, I would never achieve the dreams that I've dreamed of being right now.
That's right.
It's absolutely true. And you know, Larry, another interesting development this Christmas season has been over the last week. There's some talk that people feel that Santa Claus should be female, and this is another revolutionary thing. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I don't have any thoughts on it. Santa's a male and Mrs. Claus is a female, period.
Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Yes. You know, anybody can put on the Santa suit. You know, I have to think at sometimes, you know, there may be a single parent out there, there may be a single mother out there who can't afford a Santa to come to their house, who may buy a Santa suit and portray Santa for her kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfectly fine. I know some people who did that, you know, a while back, and that was perfectly fine. And then she calls, she's like, Mr. Santa Larry, would you be able to come visit my house this year? I think the kids have figured out that I am Santa, and they want to see a real Santa. And so they hired me to come to their house. She hired me to come to their house, and it was fantastic, you know. But you know, I like to stick with traditions.
Yeah, Santa, there you go. I just couldn't picture Santa saying, hi, kids, how are you? Hi, what would you like for Christmas?
Yeah, it's all funny. It's all fun. You got to have fun with it, you know.
You know, when I think about, here we are in the 21st century, and Santa Claus has survived, and it still is basically Santa Claus. It's a red suit, it's a white beard,
mm-hmm.
it's candy canes, it's kids on the lap, it's lists.
Absolutely.
What about Santa Claus thrives and survives?
Oh, things that you just mentioned. But keep in mind, Santa Claus is in the heart. The love that we bring and the joy that we want to share comes from our heart. You know, Santa Claus is always going to survive. He's going to be here when I'm long dead and gone, you know. That spirit of St. Nicholas, that spirit of Santa Claus is going to be forever.
Santa's like a tithing thing with me. You know, I love, he shares his kindnesses, his smile, his laughter, his gifts,
mm-hmm.
his joy. You know, he just brings, and those are Christ-like images that I get from
Absolutely.
Santa.
Absolutely, I agree,
yeah.
100%.
You know, Larry, this season has been one of the more interesting Christmas seasons with right here in Ohio, up in Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
not playing Baby It's Cold Outside, and then they reversed themselves and went back to that, and the idea that Santa is a bully in the Rudolph movie. What do you make of all these controversies?
Oh, I ignore those things. I just simply ignore the nonsense. That's what I think.
Now,
I don't give them the time of day.
How does Santa Larry spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve, I'm still delivering toys. Christmas yes. Day, I'm resting and having fun with the family.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. Now, when does the season start for you, Santa Larry?
Pretty much so, September of each year. But throughout the year, I'm always in character. I'm always, you always catch me wearing my red jogging suit or my red windbreaker suit. but I do Santa pretty much so throughout the whole year because I speak at different colleges. I have an event on MLK Day in Arkansas where I'm speaking at a college to students, talking about how to build their business, how to build their business and all the real-life experiences that they will come into contact with in life as they get out of college and get a job and start working. And those will include racism and how to deal with it. And so I cover that throughout the whole year. And then I visit some daycare centers and
how about nursing homes?
I've visited nursing homes before.
And the shelters?
And I do reading for my daycares, and I've visited nursing homes before as well.
Okay.
Just to make some rounds and visit people and some hospitals as well.
Now, Santa, where are you currently at?
In Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. So you are actually just on your lunch break right now.
Yes, I am.
And you will go back to the kids here momentarily?
Yes.
Well, Santa, I it's always a pleasure to visit with you. I remember you were on with us in 2016, and I heard a little bit of the conversation between you and Ted, and maybe at holiday time or maybe not holiday time, you can come through. If you're ever near Ohio, give us a shout-out on Facebook, and we'll work something out.
Yeah, you know,
what
Scott.
What part of Ohio are you guys located?
Marion, just north of Columbus.
Okay, Marion, north of Columbus.
Yep.
I have family in Columbus.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
And next time you visit, you would just be about 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
All right. I'll put that on my radar for next year.
Hey, Santa, listen, I have to ask you now. You talk about donning your red throughout the year and all. Now, when you're out there on Christmas Eve on your sleigh and going from rooftop to rooftop, I have to ask.
Yes.
When you're in the Compton area in California, when you're in the Bloods neighborhood, that red really, really gets away with it. But when you pop over on the Crips where the blue is, does your red outfit kind of change colors like a chameleon?
But of course it does. I've become a chameleon.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the real Santa Claus.
Yes. When in Rome, be as the Romans.
There you go.
Santa Larry Jefferson, thank you so much for joining us this holiday season.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. And I want to sing my song.
Oh, go ahead.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, man. Oh, love you, Larry. Christmas, Santa. Christmas just ain't Christmas without Santa.
No, you got to have Christmas, Santa Larry, and he wished us all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I thought he was going to get a little soulful and be like, we wish you a Merry Christmas, like Bruce Springsteen or somebody.
You know, Ted, it's interesting because being the first African-American Santa at the Mall of America in Minneapolis, Minnesota, as he said, that was revolutionary in 2016. It's an interesting thing.
And being accepted, you know, so widely, you know, like he said, there were some people hating, you know, and that goes with anything. I'm sure you've had your share of haters back in the day at one time. Oh, listen to Scott Spears, you know. He's arrogant. I get all of those things for myself, and I'm not nowhere near that kind of person. So, Santa, I can only imagine, who in the world? Get away from that black Santa.
You never know. People have a weird personality, and that's what I've learned. There are just certain people who have different personalities.
Well, it's almost like Black Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
I don't go to too many households, even in the African-American community, in which I, you know, am very widely loved and everything, but I've never been to too many houses that don't any Black Jesus pictures anymore. Now, in the 70s and 80s, there was a thing going on where they were trying to break them into the households.
Muhammad Ali, I think, played a great part in that. Because I remember him going on talk shows saying, you know, they had white Jesus is on the wall. Why is angel food cake white and devil's food cake black? And he just really had...
Oh, I never thought of that one.
Yeah, he just had very interesting perspectives on things, yeah. And I think that's what made him the greatest of all time beyond boxing.
That's right. That's right. He was very outspoken.
Very outspoken, and really the first, I would say, American well-known convert to the Muslim religion.
Yeah, absolutely. And it helped him through the draft and so forth.
Well, I mean, when I
didn't want to call him a draft dodger, but you know.
Yeah, well, he did not go when right. he was called to go, and he did not go to prison for it. So, you know, that was an interesting case. I don't think the government wanted putting Muhammad Ali in prison on their record.
Right, right, exactly.
They stripped him of his titles, and I think that was enough for them at that moment.
You amaze me. You never cease to amaze me, Scott. Now here, what other radio station features a quick little interview with the first black Santa here in America?
We'll see that. And then we're next hour, we're going to bounce to politics for about 15 minutes and talk to President Bush's ethics lawyer.
Now, that's going to be really interesting.
And find out, he's going to tell us the only way at this point that President Trump can avoid prosecution. So you want to listen to him.
Is...
Yeah, well, next hour we're going to find that out. And then everybody's favorite mentalist, the amazing Kreskin, wow. will be along to give us his predictions of 2019, or for 2019, I should rather say.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be interesting.
So we've got a whole second hour here.
Kreskin, every time he would come on any show back in the 70s, late 60s, 70s and all, I mean, he was somebody that I think all the kids, we wanted to see his... The way he does that, you know, read people's minds or pick out, yeah.
And today he'll be with us.
Is that what you call him, a mentalist?
He's a mentalist. That was, he not a psychic, not a fortune teller, a mentalist.
Okay.
World famous mentalist. And he's kind of a quirky guy. Every uh-huh. time he's on, I like him because he's quirky.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, wasn't he on with you a few years ago?
Yeah, he actually was.
I remember that.
I can't recall the predictions, but from what I understand, he said to predict. He predicted somewhat of me being successful through an amount of years.
Well, we're going to find out today.
Tonight's a Christmas party, too, isn't it?
Yes, tonight, 7 to 9 p.m.
And who is what's the lineup for that?
Well, I tell you what we've got coming in tonight. We have the group that we have in every year, Great Family, the Leschetsky family.
Yeah, I want to see them. You know what? Kathy was just telling me recently about that, and she said, I've been to the station before. And I said, no, you haven't. She said, remember the kids that performed? And I said, that's right.
Yes, that was the anniversary party.
Yeah.
So they always come for the Christmas party, and they do Feliz Navidad and a whole lot of other great Christmas
Navidad.
So that'll be tonight. At 7, I'll be here. Sean Kraft will be here. Terry Tackett will be here. Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, Marge Hazelett, Linda Sims, Patty Worcester, Glenn Coble, and Santa Claus will be here tonight.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
So 7 to 9, and that is supported by Domino's Pizza. Telephone number 740-383-3030, 538 East Center Street, right here in Marion.
Man, delicious Domino's. Make sure you give them a call today. I want to thank the fine staff and management over there. They just sent us a nice, delicious pizza, and I want to thank them very much.
So I appreciate Domino's for supporting our special 7 to 9 tonight. Now, we do have a little bit of time here. We have about 15 minutes, mm-hmm. and we've been doing our trivia, if you're still out there listening. And where'd we leave off on this trivia? Okay, here's where it is. It's kind of Santa Claus trivia in a way.
Okay.
For years here in Marion, mm-hmm. there was a helicopter that used to fly Santa Claus into the Southland Mall. Now, we're looking for the name of that helicopter. 740-383-9944. Now, that's a good... And here is the one that we have had forever, and people have guessed, and maybe we'll get it today. Now... I've given a lot of hints. This is why I was talking about Flippo earlier.
Okay.
It's an old-fashioned term for a joke. Now, Flippo is the main person who used this term in Central Ohio. It's a one-word term, and it begins with an S. So there's all the clues you need. One-word term, begins with an S, means joke, and Flippo the Clown was the person who used this term religiously. And for a long time, I thought that Flippo made the term up. But then I heard some people on the national level using it, and I thought, oh, well, maybe he didn't make it up. So what is that term? 740-383-9944 is the number for that. Now, the three questions we introduced yesterday, we had guesses here and there. Now, here's, I'm going to give you all three.
Okay.
The man who came up with Santa Claus and his sleigh, the drawing, also came up with another famous character. Who was the man who came up with the drawing of Santa Claus and his sleigh, and what other famous character did he come up with? That's one question. The second question...
Can I guess?
Go ahead. Give us a guess.
Norman Rockwell.
Not Norman Rockwell. That's a good guess, though.
Okay.
Okay. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, we all know, originally came from Montgomery Ward. Now, they wanted Rudolph to have a red nose originally, but he did not. What was the reason the Montgomery Ward Company did not originally go with a red-nosed Rudolph? There was a reason that they used for not going with a red-nosed Rudolph. What was that?
W.C. Fields lost his. No, I'm just
it fell right off.
Yeah.
And the third question was, this was an interesting one. We had some very interesting guests.
Oh, yeah.
What does a Christmas wreath represent? It does represent something. We had some guesses, many guesses yesterday. What does a Christmas wreath represent? So those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Grab a line. Weigh in on any of those. And here comes the call. So we're going to get
it. Here
yes,
we go.
Maybe this is the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, are you talking about Thomas Nast for Santa Claus?
No, that's a good guess, though, but not the right one, though.
Okay.
Well, hey, thank you for guessing.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Yeah, the question is, the man who came up with the drawing of Santa Claus and his sleigh also came up with another famous character. Who was the other character that this, it's a man, came up with? And what was his name?
And we celebrate the other characters.
It's a very famous character. Another famous character.
Christmas character. No. He's Peter Cottontail.
I wouldn't say that much.
Okay, Peter Cottontail.
I would say it's another character we all know very well. And what is the man's name? And again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and again, what does a Christmas wreath represent? That's an interesting one. We had many guesses on that one yesterday to find out what a Christmas wreath represents.
Go ahead, caller.
All right. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Montgomery Ward, it was the year Dillinger was shot and killed, and the woman had a red dress on and didn't want Rudolph to be a target.
I'll tell you, that guess is so good, I almost want to give you the prize.
That was the best theory I've heard in a while. Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Hey, thank you. Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Thank you, man.
You know, that's nowhere near the right answer, but God bless him.
Yeah, he said that's the year that John Dillinger...
John Dillinger, and because the woman
wore a red dress. So
that's
Rudolph
beautiful.
Acquired that. Montgomery Ward capitalized on the red
dress. The people at Montgomery Ward said, oh, my God, a red dress. We can't do that. Stop the press. That's a good. Yeah. I love that. That's terrific.
Good.
See, that's some people in the holiday spirit.
740-383-9944.
No guesses today on what a Christmas wreath represents. Now, come on, folks. We had them yesterday.
What does a Christmas? I'm thinking of mistletoe. I keep thinking the same thing over and over.
What does a Christmas wreath represent? Now, we have two of them right here in the studio.
Yeah, I see that.
What do they represent? What does a Christmas wreath represent? And again, we had a great guest there. Why did the Montgomery Ward Company, when Rudolph was created, they did want him to have a red nose, but they couldn't do it for a reason. They blocked it out. What was the reason? This all did not happen.
Here we go.
And it had nothing to do with Dillinger.
Go ahead, caller.
Just to take a stab at it, the wreath, is that to symbolize the crown of thorns worn by Christ?
You know, you are right, but there's just a tiny bit missing.
Well.
Okay.
You are truly right.
You have the right answer, because the thorns on Christ's head. Now, do you remember that? Crown of thorns that was on his head. Do you remember what else was in that? Or what else is in a wreath?
The little holly berries.
Okay. Now you're on the right track.
So that would symbolize blood?
You got it. That's
hey,
the correct.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. Girl, what is your name?
Yes.
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm not eligible for a prize. Well, I just won last week. But I just tuned in. Now, did you ever get an answer to your question about the joke?
No. Go ahead. Do you have a guess?
Well, no, but this is killing me. When are you ever just going to give in and give us the answer? It's quite apparent we're never going to come up
Can
with
it. Can I take a stab at it?
Thought.
Maybe for Sarah?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Shtick.
Not shtick, but that's a good one. I'm going to throw one more hint in here. It is one, I'll give you the hints I've already given, then I'll throw a new one out.
Listen
there.
Up, Sarah.
Oh, we know. Flippo and the letter S.
See, they even know my hints. Yes,
yeah, yeah.
Flippo was popular.
I tune in every day wanting to know the answer to this question.
I love
and
you
then
already.
I ask myself, why do you care?
You know, this is good. If it keeps you coming back, we might keep this question
yeah,
going forever.
Yeah, for sure, Sarah.
But here's the new one. Flippo used it, begins with S, it's one word, it rhymes with clapper. Think
clapper
on that.
Would be the only thing I could think of.
What,
a slapper, knee slapper.
Not a slapper, no, no.
Not a slapper.
Keep
well,
guess. Keep thinking.
Shucks.
Maybe Kreskin will pull it out of my mind next time.
Wouldn't that be something?
Okay, Scott.
Sarah, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right.
So for those of you who did not hear, the Christmas wreath is actually a representation of the crown of thorns that Jesus wore, and the berries represent his blood.
A crucifixion.
So think about that. Next to a Christmas wreath is actually not part of the cultural part of Christmas. It's more part of the religious
part.
Where
did we get the mistletoe thing from?
You know, that's a good question. If anybody knows, call us. I know mistletoe is poison.
Where did mistletoe develop, and why, what is the real purpose of the mistletoe?
So we got our Christmas wreath, but we still don't know why Montgomery Ward originally did not give Rudolph a red nose. Now, eventually they caved in and gave him a red
Foster
nose.
Foster Brooks, no.
Oh, God bless him. I love Foster Brooks.
I love him.
You know, he had a great joke. Foster Brooks had a great joke, and I'm trying to remember. Worst thing is when you tell a joke and you screw it up. I remember what it was. Foster Brooks said he got married, and on his wedding night, he went up to the woman, and he said, I just want to know, am I the first? And she said, why does everybody always ask me that? that was Foster Brooks.
Hey, listen. Last night I was watching Nightline, and they were talking about the newfangled pop-ups. You know, wherever you go, there's mall pop-ups. You know, there's all of a sudden businesses that are popping up just everywhere, all kind of places. And they said that people aren't buying into big leases in malls anymore. You know, they used to start at 10-year leases. Then they went down to 5 years. Now the average business pops up for a 3-year lease.
Well, I'll tell you this. We downsized the studio about 2 years ago, and I love this new studio. But, you know, it might be to the point where we're just doing this show in a parking lot.
Yeah.
you downsize. Killing
those who you downsize. Yeah.
But, this is something at this time of year you should mention. The people who own this building and the people we share this building with are the most kind, accommodating people we've ever really dealt with in this particular situation.
Hey, is there any way I can pull up a song, possibly?
What is the song?
Take us out.
I'll
it's
try
Oh Holy Night, Celine Dion.
We'll work on that. We have 5 minutes left in this hour, then we're going to take that 10 break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back. But does anybody have any more guesses here? Why did Rudolph originally not have a red nose? The man who came up with the drawing of Santa Claus and his sleigh also came up with another famous character in history. Who was the man who did the drawing, and what other character did he come up with? 740-383-9944. What's the name of the helicopter that used to fly Santa into the Southland Mall every year? I can hear that helicopter in the background. And this one, everybody wants to know, our poor friend Sarah out there wants to know, it's a one-word term for a joke. Begins with an S. Flippo used to say it all the time, and it rhymes with clapper. One word, S, rhymes with clapper. Flippo used to say it all the time.
A snapper.
740-383-9944. Do you have a guess?
Merry Christmas, Marion. Merry Christmas.
And we've got a whole other hour today. Kreskin and Richard Painter.
Oh, we're going to have a great time. 740-383-9944. That's the number to call. Give us a call, Marion. 740-383-9944.
And I'm also going to throw in one more, since we've got the Christmas wreath question, I'll give a new question today.
Okay.
The new question is Paul McCartney. We all know that Paul McCartney Christmas song.
I'm one of the Beatles.
What's the song? His Christmas song? Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. That's widely regarded as not one of Paul McCartney's greatest songs. But how much money do you think Paul McCartney makes off that song every year? Now, you have to hit it right on the knot because it's not like, you know, to the dollar here. It's a big number. They rounded it off. But how much money do you think Paul McCartney makes per year off that one song, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time? How much money does he make a year? 740-383-9944.
That would be really interesting.
All those questions. What does he make off that song? Why did Rudolph not have a red nose originally? The man who did Santa in his sleigh. What other great character did he come up with that you would know about?
The time is right.
That's it. That's
the man is right.
Yeah,
Simply having a wonderful time this year, whatever.
It's a wonderful song.
Yeah.
It's grown.
Well, I was going to say it's grown because that, and along with the one that Wham sings.
Yes.
That one.
I'll tell you, the other night, because tonight we do a sing-along at the Christmas party,
mm-hmm.
and this Mariah Carey song has... apparently, it's become a standard now.
I was going to say, those three songs, the Wham, the Paul McCartney, and Mariah.
So when I am like 70, that Mariah Carey song will be about 50 years old.
All I want for Christmas.
And I'll think, it'll be like the Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, I've heard that more.
Yeah, well, and Eartha Kitt, God bless her, died on Christmas.
And that version you played for me, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Smartest woman in the world, Taylor Swift.
Santa baby, I love you every day. No,
it's a beautiful thing. Oh, Ted, before we go to break here, and we're coming back in 10 minutes, how is your, let's give him a name. Did he have a name, your older man friend?
He shows up. You know what? I want to say one thing to you, Scott Spears. You are a great guy. You're a hell of a damn host. I want to say that to
you. You're not supposed to talk like that on the air.
But, okay, I'm sorry.
He didn't get into Carlin territory.
Merry Christmas.
I wanted to ask you, do you have a name, sir?
Well, you know, most people just call me Grandpa.
Grandpa?
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm going to call you Grandpa Harding because you're in Marion.
No, okay, Grandpa Harding.
Grandpa Harding.
I'll take that one, kid.
Do you enjoy the holidays because you seem like a curmudgeon?
Well, you know, they bring a lot of joy to me. I've seen a lot of generations grow up over the years, and I just want to say to you, Scott, the holidays mean the world to me.
Now, who's your friend who is kind of uptight?
Hey, well, you're talking about me?
No, he's there too, but the one who's kind of uptight, high-pitched.
Oh, you're talking about me. Yeah. Thank you. I just wanted to know if I would get that kind of airtime.
Oh, you're always getting airtime. Get away from me.
You know what? We're going to have the amazing Kreskin. I forgot the man's name.
Oh, Grandpa.
Grandpa's Richard Painter from the Bush administration.
Oh, okay.
Grandpa Harding and our little friend.
And me.
And what's your name?
Just call me Shorty.
Shorty. We'll have Ted Williams' golden voice.
I love
all
you.
All next hour. The studio is so full right
and
now.
Sarah, you think about that now. It's one word.
Back in 10.
I'll sure know.